Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 19th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Aren't we, Ashley? We are. So it's always a, you know, always got to check. It's always kind of a, put a new computer in there. And the other one we had was a $200 computer that only lasted 10 years.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a pretty good deal. It's one of those little, gosh, nope. It wasn't even like a big name. It just was like a, what was it? It just kept plugging along and plugging along and plugging along until we got a new computer. Because it started finally slowing down. Anyway, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hey, one day away from the inauguration of President-elect Biden.
Absolutely. I was just telling Sue that Trump should pardon Biden on his last day for stealing the election. It just sounds like something Trump would do.
You know, he's not even going to be there. They're all moving out.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure he was invited. He already said he wasn't coming anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Today's weather.
Yes. And what days this is today.
We are looking at National Popcorn Day today. Do you have a favorite kind of popcorn?
Just regular. Now, I was going big with, you know, I used to, you know, just put it in the microwave. And that was okay. I mean, whoever invented that was, I mean, I think that was Orville Redenbacher, the start of that. But now I like to get the Redenbacher in a bag and make it.
Okay.
So about every third time, it comes out really good. The other two times, you know, it's okay.
So you just make three.
No. There's been times that the first batch has been just tossed right away. The only problem with the, as I explained to Linda, was that even though it says 2 to 4 minutes, when you turn it on up to 4 minutes, you don't let it go to 4 minutes.
It's
2 to 4 minutes.
You listen for it to go,
you know, pop. And then go pop. And when that last pop, you pull it out real quick.
Yeah.
So, National Popcorn Day. Okay.
Yes. We are looking at about 50 degrees out at the airport currently. We are mostly crediting those north winds for that. We have winds of 26 miles per hour out at the airport at the moment.
We have some really huge chimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big chimes.
Mm-hmm.
We got them at KIXC on the auction. And last night, they were going for it.
I bet.
And it sounds like, you know, sounds like you're in the middle of the, you know, the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Wow.
In the middle of the night going for it, yeah.
But it sounds like tonight's going to be a little bit calmer. Our wind advisory finishes up at 7 o'clock this evening, so you should be able to sleep chimeless, or at least mostly chimeless tonight. That also means that our overnight temperatures tomorrow night are going to be a lot cooler. Around 40 degrees, 38 degrees on Wednesday, as compared to the 50 to 55 we've been seeing with these winds. And things will clear up throughout the middle of the week. Wednesday and Thursday, we're going sunny, mostly sunny. Thursday night, we should have a pretty nice sunset into rains on Friday. 30% chance of showers here in the valley, but we're getting closer to snow up in the mountains. And things will clear out Friday night and get back to gorgeous for the weekend.
Okay. Sounds great. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business there. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. 7:09 in the morning, and today on the show, Congressman LaMalfa, and it kind of just came in together last night, is going to give us a call at 7:30. The and we're going to talk about the inauguration, what's coming on, and plus a couple other things that have happened lately. And Dave Benda, who is the business editor at the Record Searchlight, or I could even call it the Benda Searchlight, because he has a lot of articles that he puts in there. And he's not a member of the editorial board. So he keeps his fingers on the pulse of what's happening around here. He usually is there. He knows which businesses are opening, which are closing. It'll be interesting to get his perspective of what 2021 is going to look like. So, but until then, we have a few things to talk about. Let's start with Powerball and Mega Millions. I don't know if any of you ever buy the chances. I've done it in the past, and I will do it again today, and I'll do it again today, because Powerball and Mega Millions combined add up to $1.6 billion. Now, when they get up to $50 million, that doesn't interest me. You know, I wouldn't, you know, it's kind of like, I wouldn't take...
Wouldn't change your life at all?
No, I wouldn't take $50 million. No, in reality, I would take a check for $132. And think, well, you know what? If you get two, three more chances on the next Powerball, that to me is a win. But here's the question: say you, and the Powerball is going to be $863 million, and the other one is going to be $700 million. Whatever it comes up, it's about $700 million. Ashley, and I gave you early warning on this. What would you do if you won $863 million? I just want to know: would you give me notice?
I would probably still work here.
I would probably still let you. No, I would probably charge you $1,000 a day to work here. Okay, what would you do?
With that kind of money, I would definitely be interested in buying a bunch of land, probably out in Millville, Shingletown area. But
in California still?
Yeah, I think so. This is my home. Oh. And so I've elected to stay and fight for it for as long as I can. But,
well, you know what? There's a lot of people like that. You know, yeah. I see people moving away. And, in fact, I think we're going to have one of them who's moving to Texas, who had a very successful business here in the city, is moving away. And they're going to be on the show Thursday. We haven't quite nailed it down yet.
Okay.
To have them come on and tell us why. They've been on the show before talking about their business. But to find out why they're moving to Texas.
Hmm.
It's going to be, I think that they're going to be able to explain exactly why. So I think that's going to be interesting. That'll be Thursday morning, hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out today.
I think the other thing I would probably do with the money is some kind of a literacy program, where I would love to shift the culture back toward reading books as a source of entertainment more than it is a source of education. Most people read and they think high school, and even fiction, the stuff that they have to analyze and not just enjoy for the sake of enjoying.
The ones that haven't been burnt.
So,
literature like Huckleberry Finn and other things.
Yeah, there's some of that coming. Yeah. I hope
well, no,
not,
they've already been pulled. Several school systems have pulled Huckleberry Finn and several other books they thought was racially... had racial problems in it.
That's exactly the point of a lot of those books.
Absolutely. Another one was, the movie that Gregory Peck made about, and he had a daughter, and then I want to say, I'm not sure. They made a movie of it, and that's also, I'm going to look that up. Or you can look that up.
Brave Miss World?
No. It was about, he played a lawyer in the South. And it was a story of it was a great movie, and I can't remember the name of it.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
To Kill a Mockingbird. I knew it had something to do with a bird. But I was thinking, Whippoorwill.
When
no,
I think
yeah.
To Kill a Mockingbird. I don't think Gregory Peck.
I know, but he played the lawyer in that. I think he was nominated for Academy Award for that. But the Robert Duvall was in it, and they pulled that book in some school systems. Because of the content of the book, even though it's probably one of Relaxed Local. Relaxed Local, To Kill a Mockingbird. They had it, too. Thank you, Relaxed Local. Anyway.
Yay, Chat Pack.
Chat Pack is so good. I one time asked, so what is the ribbon a World War II veteran would have had? And I described it because I couldn't find it. And I had the answer in like 2 minutes. Somebody had found that. And I couldn't find it anywhere, but they knew exactly what it was. It was a and I was looking for a family who said their father had these ribs. And I knew some of them, but the last one I had no idea, but somebody had it in 2 minutes. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Today, like I said, Congressman LaMalfa and Dave Benda, and I want to talk about in the next 15 minutes the Let Them Play rallies that are going on about getting our kids back out on the gridirons and in the basketball courts. Documentary that I watched last night called Social Dilemma that Linda and I watched last night, which people have told us to watch it for, you know, for months, and we didn't do it till last night, and how frightening that is. And what happens when you have national-level commentators calling for the deprogramming of Trump supporters? We'll talk about that, too. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number, get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart beds features got almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. And they've got the data on that. And since the pandemic began, the Sleep Number sleepers have gained an average of almost 1 hour of restful sleep compared to last year. 53 hours of restful sleep compared to last year. And, yeah, you know, there's all types of tips for sleeping better, but here's the bottom line. Sleep Number provides you a better sleep. The better sleep you have, the easier it is to be mentally sharp the next morning, get a good night's sleep. To stay healthy, because get a good night's sleep, exercise, eat the right food, separate yourself from everybody, and live in a cave. But it's the sleep that's the important. You can adjust the bed so that Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40 last night. My Sleep Number setting was 60 last night. But you can adjust the bed to what you want. And, you know, marriage is a compromise, or living with somebody is a compromise. You don't have to compromise on your bed. And right now, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, and you can save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only. Only at the Sleep Number store, which is over in the Target Shopping Center, or go online at sleepnumber.com. Of course, you want to go to the local store and use that. Local people working there, taxes, the whole thing. It's in the Target Shopping Center. The people there are great. Find out how you can sleep better in a Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back. 50 degrees, 7:17 in the morning here on the 19th of January.
Money! It's a gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. You got caviar for stock daydream. Think of money up the ball team.
Your friendly old change, Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR. 1460.com, 7:22 in the morning, 50 degrees out there, clear. It's going to be a nice day today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil, delivering oil throughout the West Coast and Western states, of course. They also are some of the prime movers of fuel for our firefighters and the firefighting equipment, including aircraft. And they also have monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, and Toyo water heaters that they sell and service and keep the tanks full. These are kerosene. And they will keep your house toasty and give you unlimited hot water as long as you have kerosene in there. That's SST Oil, employee-owned company, remembering our past and looking to the future. Okay, they're having these Let Them Play rallies throughout the United States. I didn't realize in like 35 states, they are allowing high school sports to have their seasons. Well, here in California, of course, we don't. And these rallies are something to the fact of saying that, let the, like they're doing in other places, let the players participate and the coaching staff, and, you know, you don't have attendees. You don't have people in the stands there. And I know it's not the same. However, it gives these young people a chance to, one, do something they're really good at. It gives them a chance for perhaps scholarships for the next year. And is there really a danger in having a football game or a basketball game in an empty stadium or an empty gym? And the, you know, what is the downside on this? Though I will say this, is that the pro teams have some pretty strict protocols, including hefty fines, and yet their people continue to get it, but I'm not sure they get it off in the playing field or in the locker rooms. So, but it's something to think about. Like I said, they've had some rallies for that. Let them play. I would say let them play and see what happens. The younger people seem to have a stronger resistance to COVID than other groups. The movie that Linda and I saw last night. It's a documentary. It's called Social Dilemma. If you haven't seen this, I urge you to do it. It's on Netflix. You probably can find it other places now. And what that in the what it had was people who were part of building the Facebook and the Twitter empire and the Amazon and Google. And this one guy, if you look at him, he is dreadlocks, 300 pounds, but my gosh, he's brilliant in the things he's talking about. But they talked about how you're manipulated, my friends, how we all are manipulated by the social networks, and how the social networks, through their AI, their artificial intelligence, drives things to your Facebook page or your news feeds or these, not the whole story. That you know that if you go to if you look up something here, let's say climate change in California, you're going to get a completely different reading than if you go to Nebraska and look up climate change. Just say climate change. It will give you different stories that fit your quote narrative, not every story. And then what it does then, it further polarizes the people of our country. Now, I'm taking off, I've taken off from Facebook. I haven't made any comments. And I miss the social aspect of it, of people's birthdays. And I broke my sabbatical the other day, my brother-in-law's birthday, and I sent something to him, and there's photos and that. But as far as commenting, I haven't done that. What we do is we will put things on. You'll see something coming on our regular Free Fire Radio Facebook page, but that's not me. That's Ashley putting things in there, things that have to do with our area around here. You know, weather.
Local news, yeah, the local news, updates, those things kind of stuff.
But I haven't put anything else in there, but I've been reading it. But then after I've stopped reading, you know, after I've stopped commenting, usually I just look at four or five, you know, if I'll look at there's, you know, like things that directly impact on either the show or somebody sent something to me. Some of these things from weeks ago that people will comment on. But guess what? I'm still alive. I don't feel like I've missed anything because Facebook is insidious, as is Twitter. As is any time you get on the net. If you think the stories you're seeing as are feeding them to you are the same that everybody gets, it's absolutely not true. And I think everybody knows that. But one of the executives there said, I would never let my kids be on Facebook or Twitter. Not until they're at least 16. And they understand this because it can socially harm children. Socially harm children because it starts pushing them into groups, not letting them learn. So, again, it's called Social Dilemma. It's on Netflix. Please, please, please watch it. The last thing I want to talk about before the break is Katie Couric on the Bill Maher show. Now, you know, Bill Maher is really liberal. But he says things every so often that, you know, and, you know, that's actually smacks of common sense. But Katie Couric's on there. She used to be on the Today Show. She did this documentary on gun control where she selectively edited out responses to get to her side of the program, which was absolutely untrue. And she got caught on it and she had to admit it. But the other night on the Bill Maher show, she said that deprogramming of Trump supporters has got to happen. Deprogramming the Trump supporters. Now, if you look at deprogramming, which means re-education, which equates to communism. So how are you going to deprogram 76 million people? And this is what Bill Maher said. He said, don't mix up the 5,000 people that may have gone into the Capitol building or 1,000 or several hundred with the 76 million people that voted for this man. You can't do that. It's like saying every liberal, every Democrat is supporting burning down buildings that BLM and Antifa did. So Bill Maher says things every so often that I can quote. But this is what, and she is not the only one that's calling for deprogramming of Trump supporters, which is a little silly when you think about it. Silly. It's dangerous. And it's another mark of the elite East Coast mafia media. And I'll call them the mafia media because they control it and they brook no opposition. All right. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and Congressman Moffitt will probably, hopefully, will be calling us here in the next few minutes. But this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is Northern California's premier retirement community. It's not an assisted living facility. It's a retirement community. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, transportation if you want it, beautiful housing in there, one-bedroom, two-bedroom places, pet-friendly, it's got it all there. If you've had enough of just battling everything and you just want to have a place where you don't have to worry about it and that you can concentrate on having a good time, going out when this thing is over and traveling and visiting your family, River Commons Senior Living. Learn more when you call. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Give him a call. See what it's like. Let him tell you how people thrive there. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Now why you gotta go and tweet it when you really ought to just delete it? Now we all want to unsee it, but we can't. You ought to be ashamed.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alby from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station up to $20,000. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Now, Congressman LaMalfa is going to be calling in here in a bit, but I want to do is play what Congressman LaMalfa said during the when they were talking about impeachment. Every representative got to stand up and speak on what they thought. And this is what Congressman LaMalfa said.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual impeachment show extravaganza brought to you by the censors and left-wing media, the fact-checked ministers of shutdown and big tech, and the Democrat Party. Today, the second annual impeachment of President Trump isn't really about actual words spoken out of rally. No. This is all about, Madam Speaker, the unbridled hatred of this president. You use any extreme language and any process to oppose the core of what he has really fought for. You hate him because he is pro-life, strongest ever. You hate him for fighting for the freedom of our religion to not be persecuted by unfair mandates and limitations on speech. You hate him for not subscribing and shackling us with the religion of climate change and one-sided Paris Accords. You hate him for Israel. You hate him for defending our borders. You hate him for letting families and small businesses keep what they earn, for trying to keep the agents of government off their back. You hate him for putting America first, which is what I thought we'd do when we swear the oath. No, this shabby show isn't about a threat to our republic. This is the impeachment and muting of at least half of the American people. This is shameful and abuse of a process.
The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from New York.
The gentleman additional 20 seconds.
The gentleman from Ohio yields you another
Madam Speaker,
20 seconds. 30.
I pray people of all stripes wake up to this spectacle and exercise their rights to put a stop to it through free speech and through fair elections. Yield back.
Okay. Am I back on now? Okay. That's Congressman Doug LaMalfa speaking against the impeachment. And from that, there has been, and he wasn't the only one that spoke. And of course, the impeachment vote carried to impeach Donald Trump a second time. And now they're talking about no matter if he's out of, and this is enough, something else Katie Couric said that shows her complete indifference to the Constitution, was, so what? So what if he's out of office? Let's still impeach him. Well, for one thing, the Constitution doesn't allow that. The other thing is once you start impeaching people that aren't in office, what keeps you from impeaching people before they get into office? Think about it. If you can impeach them once they're out of office, what keeps you from impeaching them once they're elected? Donald Trump was, roundly hated even before he took the oath of the oath to serve as president of the United States. If they could have, they would have impeached him. They were already talking about impeachment before he even took the oath of office. That's how ridiculous this is. This is how the hatred is. This is how thousands and thousands of people marched during his inauguration against President Trump, elect, without him doing anything, without him having even sat in the Oval Office, without picking up a pen, without moving his towels. I don't think you have to move towels into the White House, but you never can tell. You may have a favorite towel. But this is the people there that then that night was they arrested 200 people the night of his inauguration for setting Washington, D.C. on fire. Excuse me. And then they talk about the Capitol. The Capitol was invaded. Those people need to be punished. I just saw an article about the girl, a young lady. You look at her, she looks like a soccer mom who entered Pelosi's office. She was one of that group that went in there, and she took Pelosi's laptop. They haven't found the laptop yet. That could be interesting, but they haven't found it. She needs to go to jail. Sorry, she needs to go to jail. But, and it, you know, they put a wall around the White House. Why did they do that? Do you actually...
Walls don't work. Haven't they been preaching that for a long time?
Well, they worked in this case. But they put walls around the White House when all the demonstrators showed up against Trump. Why did they put it there? You don't think those demonstrators, if they had not had a strong police presence, U.S. Marshal presence in those walls there, you don't think they would have just entered the White House? Ask yourself that. So why didn't they have that same police presence that day at this rally when so many people were there? Probably because there had never been an incident like this at any Trump rally. They show up, they cheer, they yell. They wave, they do all of these things, but there was no violence. This time there was. I'm not going to say it was all to the left. It wasn't. It wasn't to the left. There could have been all left in there. It could have been. But no, a lot of these were Trump supporters that went in there. And they are in trouble. I mean, one's a retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, an Air Force Academy graduate, walks out with a podium from, I think it was Pelosi's office, I'm not sure. Walks out with it. What did you think was going to happen? But to say that all of Trump's supporters are like this is absolutely ludicrous. To talk about deprogramming, re-education is ludicrous and wrong. And what Congressman LaMalfa said here in many ways was the exact truth. Trump was hated, and he was hated for the things that he did that offended the left. Stronger borders, protecting workers here in our country, protecting the religion throughout the world, taking China on, making China live up to agreements. NATO, let's just talk about NATO. When everybody said, oh, NATO's going to come apart, oh my gosh, he's telling them they have to pay their fair share. NATO's never paid their fair share. We have paid the vast majority of the money to keep NATO afloat. And having served in NATO and watched the clown circus you see at the upper levels is quite extraordinary. How two countries, because they hate each other, and yet they're supposed to fight right next to each other. And so since there's no war going on, you do war games. And what happens with that? You have to fake the war games. One country has a much bigger army than the other one, but you can't let the other country have less people. Well, they don't have it. They don't have them, and yet we did that. That's a whole separate show. However, he made NATO pay more of their fair share. They still haven't paid all of their fair share. But he made him pay more. Well, I was hated for that. It was going to be a disaster. We talk about building an economy, which he did, forcing companies back into the United States, giving them the option of either taxes or coming back here. It worked. And then they said, well, look what he's done to the economy in this last year. You mean the COVID year? And it still came back. The economy still came back in many areas. Everywhere that's allowed to open. Well, you know, and so here's the thing is, I don't know if Congressman LaMalfa is going to call in, but the fact is that his to be attacked by our local paper, to call him cowardly, to call him...
those were not the words of a coward.
No, I didn't see those as words of a coward, because he voted against impeachment, that's cowardly. I'm not sure. And the other part on that is the people that wrote that didn't put their names on it. You know, were they afraid that they were going to have mass crowds in Reading surround their homes? I tell you what, if something like that happened, I would have been more than happy to run over there and offer my, you know, to stand there alongside him or her or whoever it is, because we don't know who it is that wrote it, but to stand alongside them because they have the absolute right to say it. They have the absolute right to say it, just like Congressman Doug LaMalfa has the right to stand up. All right, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by one of the, my favorite places and one of the really cool people, cool couples in town are Rebecca and Henry over at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Repair watches. You go in there, if your watch not working, within 5 minutes you're out. They fixed your watch because your battery needs to be replaced. They do it. Don't charge you very much for it at all. Plus, they have this outstanding collection, jewelry collection, everything from estate jewelry to Native American to specially designed pieces that Henry designs and builds. And if you want to think about this, what if you wanted to give your loved one a necklace that was one of a kind, or a bracelet that was one of a kind that you design, you pick the gems for it, and nobody else is ever going to have one of these. Well, they'll have that at Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 7:46 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. We'll be right back. There's something breaking at the prick of every wall. It's holding on, let you know. So tell me, do you want?
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. 15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha ski. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with Adopt Fee so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with normal homeless pets.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Congressman Doug Lamoff is on the phone. Thanks, Congressman, for joining us for the segment.
Sure. We're 2 days off and like a different hour or two. Glad to join you here.
I know I've only got you for like about 15 minutes here, but what's it look like? I mean, is the Capitol surrounded by the National Guard?
It is so surrounded here. Well, there. I'm not there.
Oh, you're not there. Okay.
No, they've doubled down on the fencing. It's 12 foot high instead of 8. You know, I love it right now that it's, you know, all of a sudden walls work, right? And guns are good. I'm referring to how the Dems don't think the walls work along the border, or that we shouldn't be armed in order to protect things you care about, right?
Oh, I know that. I played your comments, and I went through Mark. You said there was no problem. I played your comments from when you spoke about against impeachment, and they resonate with a lot of people.
That's why I made them, because I try and listen to real folks out there. That how do they really feel and think about what goes on? And the Democrats, in order to rush this impeachment thing, and it's a rush. We called it a pop quiz, because we had almost not enough hours for some of our members to even get back there and vote on the thing. It took 8 months to put together the second COVID package, but Mrs. P managed to get a impeachment thing across the desk and headed towards the Senate whenever in about 5 days, based on almost nothing, kind of like the Seinfeld show based on nothing. I'm doing a lot of references here, but what it is really a culmination of 4+ years of a group of Democrats and the media that hate this man so much. And what he does. And I said, it really comes down to the things he stands for that the left doesn't like. And that's why I listed those issues. I don't think the hard left doesn't like people that are pro-life. And they'll even do primaries against Democrats that take a pro-life position. A Democrat friend from Illinois, Dan Lipinski, he got ran out of there because he was one of the few pro-life Dems. And so a gal beat him here last time. So they're kind of, let's say, they're rapid about this stuff. And so, Trump was the signature for them of their public enemy against their issues. And that's how I felt about it in observation. It's not rational. The Trump derangement syndrome, as a lot of people will call it and note it. And just regular folks out there wondering, why are these people so... when Obama was president, we all took it, right? You don't act that way. There's always a fringy few, but not the widespread media.
No, the widespread, people wanted him to succeed. And I did not agree with his. I thought he had the worst foreign policy that I've seen in probably decades. But, you didn't have, I don't think you had the hate. Or the Republicans, saying things in the news. We need to reprogram the thinking of all the Obama supporters. You didn't see that.
No, that's really scary because they're comfortable. There's many people in the press. We watched you last night. It was Katie Couric.
Yeah.
CNN.
We talked about that.
We need
to
deprogram people, and that's intimidating to think that there's people in charge of stuff that would publicly say that they want to do that to the populace, and because so it's it is derangement here, and people are going to ask me like, well, Doug, you're not going to go back there and work with the new administration, right? Work with your colleagues to get things done. Yeah, that's always the goal, but you're going to be sitting across the table from people that just a few days ago were saying that Republicans in the room possibly could be the same ones that would try to murder us or that would try to bring people in and show them, you know, help the infiltrators to take this place down. So that's going to be a little strange sitting across the table from people. Well, we'll probably be sitting in the Zoom meeting the way they've overreacted to this COVID situation in Washington, too. So
let me ask you one question. We've got like 4 minutes left. Is there was a editorial in our local paper, and I'm sure you've read it. Comments about you and replacing you and all this. This is from our local paper. Do you care to comment on that? I mean, you don't have to.
I went to the Bass tournament for a little while the other day on Shasta Lake there, and I took a copy along to. I had a fish I need wrapped, so I used that.
Okay, there's your comment then.
Well, it's completely irresponsible. They did not listen to a thing I had to say about why we were doing what we were doing as far as the Texas lawsuit previous to that or these states here. The Pennsylvania state legislature sent us a letter saying, hey, we got bigger problems than we noticed at the beginning. Why don't you guys hold off on this electoral count? And we were doing our constitutional duty. There was nothing we were doing that was not constitutional or part of our jobs if we had a conscience about that. And certainly the Dems, you know, here goes the whataboutism, but the Dems have done that at every election where a Republican has won, too. But I think we really had a conscience in this effort in debating those subjects and at least getting them out on the table, because what we're talking about, the irregularities in the election, they didn't get a whole lot of chance to be aired in front of the public. And there's a whole bunch of the public that still feels like they got big questions and that maybe they've been ripped off. So we were doing our duty on that. And in light of it happening during and post and during and after the Capitol break-in, there was actually people said, like, well, now we've had this break-in, this violence, we shouldn't go back to doing that. Like, well, that's exactly the opposite thing you do. The moment you let a mob cower you to not doing what you think is your constitutional duty, that's when you no longer have an operating government, or are you fulfilling your oath or your promise. So, you know, that's what I have to say about all of it.
Okay, I have one last quick question here. I discussed it a little bit earlier. Impeaching or going to the Senate trial for a person that's not going to even be in office, is that constitutional?
There's different legal experts saying you can or cannot. I would lean towards the ones that say it isn't, because it seems so frivolous and stupid. And, it just looks like a vengeance at this point for someone I didn't like. So as more and more information comes out that it was not something caused by words in a speech by the president, which I read the whole transcript of the speech, there was no insightful words that would say, hey, this is going to trigger a whole bunch. And even if it was, these are adults. Adults can't handle themselves. And they'll say, oh, I heard these words and I can't contain myself. So, but as more evidence comes out that on the timing of it and what the actual words were saying and the people that had pre-organized things to do to break into the Capitol, then the Senate trial is going to have even less of a bare shred to operate an impeachment trial on.
Well, and the last thought on that one is, if you can impeach somebody that's already left office, can you impeach somebody before they take office?
We were having a little laugh about that. Marjorie Greene, who's a real firecracker, one of our new ones from Alabama, Georgia, she's going to file papers on the 21st, I think. So, but what's the difference? Because, you know, we have Biden and his Burisma and his son and China and Russia and who knows what else. I mean, I guess I'm not going to get behind that. Okay, but what would be goose would be good for the gander, right? Good for goose, good for gander, but it's bad for everybody because it's a misuse of a rarely used and should be rarely used maneuver to take and remove somebody in government, not just the president, but a judge or any of the others
right. That
are eligible when you got a giant problem with them. So I hope this trial goes nowhere, and I hope if there's any Republican that at that point votes for it, they really deserve the wrath of the voters in, let's say, maybe Utah or a couple other places, because at that point it's some kind of personal issue.
Yeah, now it becomes you did it, so I did it. It's a child's game at that point. Hey, Congressman, thank you so much for taking some time to call us, because I really wanted to hear your thoughts, and I wanted people to hear what you said, because it didn't, to me, appear cowardly or seditious when the things you said there, because you said the same thing that many other people believe. And especially your constituents.
If that's cowardly, then we got hundreds of thousands of people in Northern California that need to come step over a line and say that, because I think I was reflecting the views of many, many, many of our conservative neighbors and those across the country there, because that speech wrote itself in about 5 minutes in the back room there, Carl.
And so. I could tell by your voice that you were. It was one of passion in this, too.
I feel your listeners that have been pent up for a long time, I think I was channeling that directly, because I've had those pent up feelings about how they've treated this man. An imperfect man, he's made some moves that shouldn't have made here and there, perhaps, but I think in his heart, President Trump has wanted to do the best things for this country and the things he's promised to do. So this is a sad moment here coming up tomorrow, but we will have to labor through the next 2 years until we get a Republican majority in the House and or the Senate, which both are very possible. The Democrats are going to overreach, they're going to do crazy stuff, and I hope the voters come running back to us.
Well, I think that's very possible. Thank you so much, Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Glad to be on with you, as always.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to join our news and progress.
Responding to that on his personal Twitter feed, Texas Governor Greg Abbott writes, "This is the most offensive thing I've ever heard. No one should ever question the loyalty or professionalism of the Texas National Guard." Stocks higher on Wall Street this hour. Right now, the Dow is up 118 points, NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 104, and the S&P trading 22 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
A court in Thailand has sentenced a former civil servant to 43 years in prison. Her crime? Insulting the king.
The woman, known only as Anchan, is among a group of 14 people charged with lese majesty shortly after a military junta seized power in 2014, vowing to stamp out criticism of the royal family. They were accused of uploading podcasts, popular in dissident circles, which questioned official accounts of the monarchy. That someone accused only of uploading them to social media should be given such a harsh sentence suggests the authorities want to send a warning to other dissidents to stop talking about the monarchy.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Bangkok. China dealing with coronavirus outbreaks across its frigid northeast, prompting additional lockdowns and travel bans ahead of next month's Lunar New Year holiday. News and analysis at townhall.com. Getting a home COVID test may soon be as easy as buying a soda or a candy bar.
Wellness for Humanity plans to begin delivering vending machines later this week that will both offer emergency use rapid antigen tests and saliva tests. Cost expected to be under $150. Wellness plans to start off in big cities like New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Dallas, and San Francisco. They've got machines already in use at Oakland International Airport in California and at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International in Georgia. Wellness hopes to mimic the success they've seen in Hong Kong and the United Kingdom. Other companies are also developing their own delivery systems. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
General Motors is teaming up with Microsoft to accelerate its rollout of electric self-driving cars via its Cruise subsidiary. Cruise, which General Motors purchased in 2016, has been a leader in driverless technology. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, of course, the 19th of January, 2021. And Ashley's at the helm here, and she's got the weather.
Good morning. We are looking at fairly high temperatures today for January with a high of 65 degrees. A lot of winds coming up in for the rest of today. The wind advisory dies off around 7 p.m. tonight, which means our overnight lows tomorrow night and Wednesday night will be a little cooler, closer to the 40 range instead of the 50, 55 that we've been seeing last couple of days. A little bit of rain in the future for Friday, but overall highs near 60 throughout the week, and things should clear up and be gorgeous by the weekend.
Okay, I like that. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned company out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And on the phone with me is David Benda, the business editor of Record Searchlight. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Carl. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Happy New Year, buddy. Hey, you know, I kind of facetiously said it's the Benda Searchlight because I see a lot of your articles all the time in the online.
We're all doing our best, Carl. You know, as we know, the industry has changed a lot. For your listeners who don't know, I've been at the paper for 30 years, so I've had a front row seat to a lot of those changes. And
30 years?
30 years.
What did you do, start when you were, what, 10?
Yeah.
With delivering papers? What? What is this?
Too kind. I started as a sports reporter, worked my way as a sports editor, was a copy editor when we still had a copy desk. And I've been covering business now since around the turn of the century.
Oh, my God, the turn of the century.
Yeah.
You know, it's scary to think that people born in the year 2000 can start buying booze this year.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's great, though. You know, I've been doing this since the turn of the century.
Yeah. Oh. So, but to finish my thought, you know, our newsroom has shrunk a great deal in my 30 years. When I started there, we had a full staff in sports, 5 sports reporters, including a sports editor. We had probably 15 news reporters. So we're down to about, we got about 10 people covering the news and anything else. It's we're all a jack of all trades there now, so we're trying to do our best.
Do y'all have an offices, or is everything from your home?
So yeah, that's a good question. Because of COVID, we have for the most part been working at home from home since March. And as you probably know, and if your listeners don't know, we stopped printing the paper in Reading in July. Now the paper now is printed in Chico, and then we put the building up for sale on Twin View Boulevard, and that deal is in escrow, and it appears, it looks like, as Silas Lyons mentioned in a column he wrote a week or two ago. It looks like that deal is going to close. And I can tell you that we are looking at a new location for the newsroom, and we might have an announcement in the very new future, in the very near future, about that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. You know, but like so many other companies that had a big footprint in a building, since COVID started, they found that people working from afar, distance working, is actually working for them, and that they're probably looking to downsize their office spaces by quite a bit anyway. So this may have been kind of a blessing in disguise for you.
So, you know, yeah. I mean, it was obvious that building we did not need all that space even before the COVID hit. So yeah, that is true. I mean, when I started at the Searchlight, I think we had upwards of 200 people working at that plant.
Wow.
So we were down, like I said, to about, you know, we had about 10 or so people in the newsroom. Then we had a crew printing the paper, and then we had people, you know, in the back, we called it the mail room, doing the inserts. So I don't know a total number, but I can tell you it was not 200. And I told you, it looks like the deal to sell the building is going to close. I don't specifically know what the new owner's plans are going to be for the new building. I can, with great confidence, tell you it's not going to be a newspaper.
I'm pretty sure nobody would spend a lot of money to start a new print newspaper at this point. But it could be a marijuana facility. It's pretty big in there.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, if anybody knows, you know, it's David Bindle. How do you get all of these, I don't know if they're called scoops. I guess it would be a scoop on things that are happening, you know, new businesses starting that nobody's ever heard of, and then the ones that have not made it past this COVID year.
So, you know, like I said, I've been here for 30 years. You develop a lot of relationships in that time. I like to think I have a lot of people I can talk to, I can depend on. You're also combing through, you know, city agendas, and you pick up stuff through that. For example, I had an item in my column this past Sunday on Maverick, which big gas station in the mountain area. Yeah, they're a gas station mini mart. They have hundreds of facilities, as I said, in the Rocky Mountains. Now they're just entering the California market, and one of the markets they're going to open in, they want to open in, is Anderson. And I got that off of, went to the Anderson City's website and saw that they were appealing a decision by the city's design review committee that they can't have a tall LED-lighted gas price sign. So they're appealing that decision, and that's how I found out about their decision to open in Anderson. And people, if they don't know the location, it's where at one time Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins, right off the I-5 northbound on-ramp at North Street,
uh-huh.
Corner lot, used to be American West Bank. That's where they want to put the Maverick station.
Well, what happened to the Baskin Robbins and spot?
So I don't know for sure. I talked to the developer in Sacramento, or the realtor in Sacramento. I never talked to the developer, but I talked to the realtor, and he couldn't give me a specific reason. All he said is they were just backing off that development. I don't know why they were. So we're still waiting for a Dunkin' Donuts here in the North State, but we do have a Baskin Robbins. Of course, we've had a Baskin Robbins before, but we do have a return of the Baskin Robbins on, as you know, on Lake Boulevard in Redding. But yeah, specifically, I don't know why they backed off of those plans.
I have so many questions for you, and I've got to take a break now, and I really want to get your insight into what you think is going to be happening this year as far as business goes, but also about, I want to talk to you about the Costco opening of the Costco store. And, I mean, you were all over this when they were talking about Oasis Road and all this. But to get your insight on this, too. I mean, you've been reporting business in this area since the turn of the century.
I know a few things. I don't know everything, but I know a few things.
Well, you know what? We'll find out. Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, community-owned, I shouldn't say community-owned, it's locally owned with a local board of directors. But the PPP is coming back, my friends, the Payroll Protection Plan, and Cornerstone Community Bank is the leader in this. If you are having problems, if you do the paperwork, head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. They help people that aren't even their customers. But once you find out how much they care about your business, you're going to want to become a member and a customer of Cornerstone Community Bank. We did, Linda and I, and our business moved over there. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street in downtown Redding, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Find out how they move your dreams forward. We'll be right back with David Benda, who is the business editor of the Record Searchlight.
Is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Your friendly old change, Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 19th of January, 2021, 8:20 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. And our guest is David Benda, who is the business editor of the Record Searchlight and has been. And I'm sorry, David, I'm just going to keep saying this since the turn of the century. And then, you know, when I hear turn of the century, I keep thinking like 1900, even though that's not true.
Not that long.
I know, but that, you know what, when I think turn of the century, it's, 1900, Teddy Roosevelt. Anyway, I've got some questions here. And then plus I want you to, you know, also, you know, break off from that, from the questions, if there's something else too. But Costco and Oasis, you covered that for several years.
Yes.
And your thoughts on that, because, you know, I have read a variety of different things about it, that Oasis was never really, you know, coming together, and then it was, and of course people wanted them to put it there, but Costco says no, and now it's closed. I guess escrow's closed, so Costco's going to be building. So what are your thoughts on that?
So the Oasis was at one time coming together, and there was a deal in principle, but between Costco, or they were working, Costco was working with the now former owner of that property, Donald Levinson. But in talking to Costco, and Costco officials stated this at a planning commission meeting a couple years ago, they never could come to an agreement with Mr. Levinson. And they got, it sounds like, frustrated, and they decided to walk away from the Oasis property. Now, there's talk that the city, you know, was throwing, you know, making it complicated. The city never wanted them to. From what I understand, and from what I know, and talking to Costco and the city and others, that's just not true. It came down to Costco never being able to work out a deal with Donald Levinson. And so they pivoted to the South Reading property, northeast corner of Bocelli and South Bonneview, where in May the city approved those plans, but they are in limbo right now because neighbors, the Bonneview-Bocelli Coalition, have sued or are appealing that approval through a CEQA lawsuit, which is now working its way through the system. So we have to see what happens with that lawsuit and how that's going to impact Costco's plans to build at South Bonneview and Bocelli. Costco told me before, or it might have been soon after they received their approval from the city in May for that site, that they would like to open in late 2022. So, and then back to the Oasis Road site, in October, the property went back to the lender, an outfit called Enact Partners. They're out of Carlsbad, and they had lent Donald Levinson some money to avoid foreclosure. But they ultimately took the property back in October. So now they, the lender owns the property, and the lender's trying to figure out, you know, the best path forward for that site. Again, they lend money to people. They're not developers, so my sense is they're going to try to, you know, maybe do a market study. In fact, I think they are doing a market study right now and talking with the city, and then whatever they come up with, then they're going to probably try to sell that site to somebody.
You think it'd be like a big box store and all that?
Well, that's what, you know, the plan was, but given what's going on with, you know, COVID, and you wonder what the demand is for another big box center in Redding. I don't know if that's what they think should happen out there. Before the property went back to the lender, I talked to the realtor who was working with Levinson, and he told me, that there was some interest from some, you know, retailers in that property. But that was a year ago. That was before COVID hit. So I don't know. It seems like a good spot for, you know, right off the freeway for some sort of a shopping center. So we'll have to see.
Well, Cabela's and Bass Pro Shop, which I guess now have also taken over Sportsman's Warehouse. Did you read that?
I had heard that, yes.
Yeah, I read that too. So since they've got a Sportsman's here, but a Cabela's, there's nothing in between, I don't think, Sacramento and I don't know how far north that has one. So, but then again, they've also got, since they bought Sportsman's Warehouse, they would be competing against themselves. So I'm not sure how that would work.
I mean, I could see a Cabela's doing well up here.
Yeah, so could I.
You know, there was talk of a Sam's Club, which is like a Walmart Costco. The Walmart membership model,
mm-hmm.
box warehouse opening out there. You know, something like that I could see doing well. I do think there's still demand for that type of retail.
Sure.
We'll just have to see.
Okay. What about the let me move on here. When Adam McElvain did not win re-election, and this is just my aside, and so I can say this, which I thought was a shame, has the high-speed internet downtown died?
No, I don't believe so. I believe the city's still moving forward with that project, and to me that's an important project building up, you know, our fiber network, because there's a lot of talk how COVID is going to, you know, drive some of these young families, urban dwellers, into more rural areas, less crowded areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they don't have to work from the office now. We've shown, as you mentioned earlier, that some of these companies are realizing that they don't need a large office, and COVID accelerated that. What you're going to need, though, is a strong fiber network to work from home. And if you don't have that, that's going to be a problem. So the city, that project, they're starting with the downtown area, but eventually I believe there's talk of maybe expanding that out, which, that's a good thing, because, again, you need that fiber infrastructure to support working from home.
And you know what? And I know different cities. Chattanooga introduced it, and it was an astronomical jump in their economy, and the way that, of course, you know. Chattanooga is somewhat different than we are, except it's on a river. In Tennessee is a much easier place to do business in. also. But that had a big thing to do with it, was that high-speed internet. I'm with David Benda, who's the business editor of Record Searchlight. David, I've got a bunch of questions here, but if you've got something when we come back from the break that, you know, that people need to hear that you're seeing and you're looking at, because I want to talk about the tech company's growth in Redding, downtown Stillwater, what's going on there. And then get in here at least at one point about Biden's impact, President-elect Biden's impact on business. He's already stated that he wants to shut down the Keystone Pipeline, but talking about, well, that will drive people into other businesses to get us carbon free, you know, the Green New Deal and all this. Maybe not to the extent that AOC, but his impact that he could have on business in the first 6 or 7 months. So there's 3 or 4 things, but if you've got something else in there, feel free to introduce it also. We're with David Benda from Record Searchlight. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, they've been doing appointments for well over a year, way before the COVID started, where you didn't have to wait in the barbershop. You could just walk in and get your haircut. It worked very well. However, if you still wanted to go in early and catch up on your reading and all this, but right now, with COVID, you know, they have taken great steps to make sure that you're safe when you get your hair cut there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's located at 2463 Athens Avenue, and like I said, in the Cypress Square Center, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. 8:31 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Huddle up, team. Black Bear Diner's announcing their all-star lineup of fan favorites and a new Ciabatta Bear Burger. Easily grab the Rookie of the Year honor. Early stats guarantee that this hefty 10-ounce burger will have a long-standing position on the team. Loaded with what you'd expect, this one's built on a toasted ciabatta roll. It's versatile, too, with a cheese and bacon upgrade for a championship lunch. Head to blackbeardiner.com to choose this player for your next meal. Open for carryout, delivery, or outdoor seating, weather permitted.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
I work for newspapers. Any news is good news, I always say. But I don't write no daily column. Talk is cheap, and so is my pay.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Who else can find a song about being a reporter than you, Ashley?
The other producers here probably.
Oh, they probably can. Hey, welcome back to the show. 8:35 in the morning here on the 19th of January, and it's about 52 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has built a super, super business starting in 1993. That's how long she's been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans. And if you need good advice, whether it's financial advice or advice on your insurance, then give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're on the phone with David Benda, who is the business editor of the Record Searchlight and has been doing this for a long time, knows where all the ins and outs are. And welcome back, David.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got a caller in. Richard, do you have a question for Dave?
Good morning. I have a comment and a question for Dave.
Okay, you're on.
Yeah, he covered the citizen's arrest I did as a board member. I thought that was kind of a big deal. Not a whole lot of people do that in this country, but yet you failed to interview me for that story. Not sure how that works as far as being fair and equitable and impartial. And then he also called me a COVID-19 denier. So my question is for David, why did he not interview me for both the arrest and then confirm that I was a COVID-19 denier, which I am not? That's all. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, Richard, thank you. Did you hear that?
I'll answer that. I did reach out to Richard multiple times via email, and he responded basically essentially saying that, you know, I'm going to send out a press release. And then his point about being a COVID-19 denier, we did correct that headline after it went up. But, yeah, I did attempt to reach out to Richard via email, and he did respond, but he essentially again said, you know, I'll be sending out a press release.
Okay. Here's a question from the chat room. What other businesses are looking into Redding besides, you know, Chick-fil-A and others like that that you know of?
Well, you mentioned Stillwater.
Yes.
Business Park. Now, these are right now, there's a local business, Moss Energy, and it's another affiliated company. They're looking at a site at Stillwater. That's a local business, but there is a a development company, global development company that wants to buy up, I believe it's three lots in Stillwater, and my sense is they would market those lots to a user, some type of user. Now, at one point, this company, Panattoni, wanted to buy the entire park, but they backed off of those ambitious plans, and now they're looking at three sites in the business park. As far as other companies looking to open here, specific names, I'm really not aware of any. I think you know, people right now, a lot of are taking a wait and see, still taking a wait and see approach with you know, with the virus. You know, we have a lot of vacant retail here in Reading, retail space, vacant commercial space. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that all plays out. I am pretty confident in saying that there is going to be, once we get through this, the pent-up demand is going to be enormous for, you know, restaurants, retail, and how long that lasts, I don't know. But, you know, I think that's really going to be huge when we can get through this. But right now, I just get the sense that people are taking, you know, kind of a wait-and-see approach.
Okay. President elect Biden takes the oath of office tomorrow. And what do you think his impact is going to be on business? He's already talked about the shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline, which is going to cost thousands of jobs, from what I understand. But what other things is he going to be good for business in our country?
You know,
and you, this is your estimate, too.
As far as his specific impact in Reading or in Shasta County, you know, I don't see that a huge impact. You know, we're the huge impact right now is this virus, and that's what's sort of you know, the cloud hanging over everything right now. I know President-elect Biden is looking at green energy. You know, he stated that he doesn't want to do the Green Deal, but he does want to create a lot of green energy jobs. And, you know, I see those industries spinning off and creating, you know, maybe other jobs that, you know, here in Shasta County, people can, you know, entrepreneurs would take advantage of. But specifically, I don't know. I could be completely wrong, but that's just my sense that you know, moving forward,
it'll be interesting because you know, I understand how people are moving, you know, into this. You want to be, you know, you want to be petroleum based free, but for the first time under Trump in a long time, we were energy independent. I'm not sure that's going to continue. And according to things that Mr. President-elect Biden has said, it'll be interesting, like you said, because if we're talking about, you know, the state of California wants everybody to be in an electric vehicle by, what, 2030?
Yeah. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see if that happens. But I was looking here. Yeah. So Biden wants to create up to 10 million clean energy jobs and spend $400 billion on that initiative of a Buy American initiative. You know, you could see, again, local entrepreneurs trying to leverage that and taking advantage of that moving forward. you know, the petroleum-based energy. I mean, do we have, I don't know if Shasta County is a huge petroleum-based economy. I know timber products historically have been big here. We're a huge service-based economy, and certainly retail, restaurants, hotels, we're getting hit hard because of what's going on with COVID. We're not going to, another year, we're not going to have Cool April Nights, which is a huge economic driver here. Now, that's a decision that the Cool April Nights group made. It's interesting they made that decision pretty early here, but I know a lot of what they do is they have to plan way in ahead. So I think they're just, you know, estimating or speculating that things probably aren't going to change a whole heck of a lot come April. And that's also an audience that tends to be, you know, the people that participate tend to lean, not everybody, but a little older. So that's a group that, you know, have to be really careful with this virus. And those people that come to Cool April Nights, they fill up the hotels. Well, a lot of our hotels, they're national brands. And right now, you know, they're listening to their corporate headquarters and their national brands, and they can't fill those hotels up because of what's going on. And I know I've talked to, for example, Ed Rollman, who operates the Best Western, and he's told me that, you know, these people that own that operate with these national brands, if you defy that, you're risking losing that brand name.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to do that.
Well, I've seen, and we got to take a break, but I, you know, coming up of off of the five, there's two new hotels motels being built there.
You're right. So, I know one of them was started. You said two. I only.
I thought there was two there that I saw. One of them. Well, one of them may be open, but there was another one being built there for sure.
So, yeah, there. I think there's one that was started before.
Yeah, before COVID.
Yeah, and that's going to be. I think it's going to be a home to suites hotel, which I believe is a Hilton brand.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're moving forward with that. But like I said, that pent-up demand, when we get through this, it's going to be enormous.
We're here with David Benda, who's the business editor of the Record Searchlight. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got somebody on the line here for you. But I also want to – your best estimate what we're going to see this year. We've been talking about it some, about the pent up fury of people wanting to move and not move, but to get out and go visit other places. But also, your feeling on the number of businesses that closed here, and then the number of ones that are opening up. Is it, you know, will that kind of keep it level that way? And then, again, your best estimate about what's going to be happening this year. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 8:47 in the morning, 52 degrees out there, and it's a beautiful day.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Oh, newspapermen meet such interesting people. They know the lowdown, now it can be told. I'll tell you quite reliably off the record about some charming people I have known.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our guest today is David Benda, who is the business editor of the Record Searchlight. And, David, we will send you all these songs that you can play them around the house while you're writing about newspaper guys and girls. So.
Right on.
Hey, on the line we have a caller. Terry, you have a question for David. Hello, Terry. Terry. Hello, Terry. Okay, never mind. Terry's not there. Okay, David, what do you think? What's going to happen this year?
So a lot of it has to do with people getting inoculated for this for the virus, the vaccine. And it sounds like from what I'm hearing from local health officials, reading national news reports, I get a sense that, you know, large numbers of people were probably not talking until, late spring, early summer, until, you know, the huge rollout of large number of people getting vaccinated. So I get the sense that the first half of this year, first 6 months, will probably be, we're still going to be struggling a little bit with what we have been struggling with. After that, you know, the key is people getting vaccinated, people, you know, feeling better about going out. That's going to be, you know, everyone's going to be more confident. Businesses will be more confident. But, you know, instead of me talking, let me point you to the Chamber of Commerce does a works with Golden Valley Bank on a business confidence survey.
Right.
I get so they put something out. Now, caveat here, this was in September 2020, so September of last year, before the election, before COVID cases started to really increase here, which they have. But at that time, 73% of the businesses surveyed expected their sales to increase or remain the same over the next year. So businesses are feeling pretty good. Or were at that point. It'll be interesting to see what the results of this next confidence survey are going to be when it comes out. I mean, there are some businesses here that are doing extremely well. I talked to Patrick Wallner of Wallner Plumbing, and he told me that, you know, in other home service businesses too, They're doing very well. Your heating and air conditioning guys, plumbers, roofers, construction is doing relatively well. Home construction, real estate, home sales here. They were up 50% in December compared to a year ago that same month.
Yeah, there's only 700 available homes in MLS. I mean, that tells you something. It's usually around 2,000.
Yes, and that's driving home sales. It's driving prices up. Interest rates are historically low. I saw last night where a 30-year fixed was like average 2.65%. That's insanely low. So that's all driving the real estate market right now. I think one of the reasons you're not seeing a lot of homes on the market is because people who are thinking about selling and living in their home are probably a little leery of people walking through their home with this virus going on.
I think that's part of it, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, and I agree with you. Okay, last question here because we've run out of time. First of all, I'm getting people texting me saying what a great show this is. And then one question is, can you ask David if we're big enough to support an online/print Shasta Business Weekly?
Are you looking for somebody to run that? No, I kid.
No, that was a question.
Kidding.
That
I
was
love
a
the
question.
Record search site. No, I have no idea if we're big enough to support something like that. I couldn't answer. Could not answer that question. Hey, can I say one thing too?
You sure can.
Your question about Joe Biden. You know, one of the things he also wants to do is expand the Affordable Care Act. And I can tell you that the Affordable Care Act has created a lot of jobs in healthcare here in Shasta County. This area is a huge healthcare job center. So, if he wants to do that, I'm thinking that probably will be good for the healthcare economy up here, so that might be a positive for the local economy.
Okay. We're here with David Benda. We're at the end of the show here, and we've talked about. I have one last this downtown that I've watched. I mean, I've been watching it. You know, the K2 projects and the new, parking structure that started. Impact that's going to have on Reading?
I think that's going to be, for downtown, I think that's going to be a positive impact. I mean, you're seeing people moving downtown and living downtown. I reported those Market Center apartments, they're full. I talked to Brent Weaver, who has apartments in downtown. He says his apartments are full. I see that as a positive impact. One other thing that's going to start happening, the Sacramento River Corridor, Park Marina Drive, those leases are going back to the Kutras family. You could see, it's not going to happen this year. It's going to take some time, but we could finally see some development along our river, which, if you've lived in Reading long enough, people have wondered for years, why don't we do more along the Sacramento River? Well, we might see some change happening. Again, it's not going to happen this year, but now that those leases are going back to the Kutras family, there is the potential for change down there.
Imagine a restaurant along the river there.
And that's the big next redevelopment project I see happening in Redding. You know, we're looking at downtown. Well, now we might be pivoting to the Sacramento River corridor.
I think we have to, because I mean, look at that. There's so much. There's so much just prime property there on the river, and it's not been developed, and it's got to be, and it could have a huge favorable impact on Redding in Shasta County. Okay, David. Again, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Every time I call, you are ready to come on and share your insights on what's happening with our businesses. I really like reading your articles.
Thanks, Paul, and invite me back anytime. I enjoyed it. I really appreciate it.
You bet, buddy. Okay, hey, tomorrow Sheriff McGreeny's going to join us. We are working also with getting people on that will that were at the protest in D.C. See if we can.